Dire Straits song, Twisting by the Pool. Of course, this is the time of year a lot of people open up their pools. Of course, pools kind of infer a lot of happy times, but there can be a little danger in there, too. And so we thought we'd check in with Scott Wolfson from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission this morning. Hi, Scott. How you doing?
Good morning. Good, Craig. How are you this morning?
Great. Thank you for being with us. This is the time of year when people open up their pools, but as we know, they can be dangerous. Can you give us some numbers?
Sure. And Craig, there's just a lot of folks that don't realize that drowning is the number one cause of death, unintentional death, for children 1 to 4. It doesn't need to be that way. Drowning, from our perspective, is 100% preventable. And there are just some simple steps that parents can take to keep kids safer around the water. But what we're saying is let's get those simple steps in place now before the Memorial Day weekend.
Let's talk about a couple of them. I would imagine that some have to do with fencing or security.
You're exactly right. It's all about the concept of layers of protection. And, you know, we have talked for many years about having a self-latching, self-closing gate. But what happens is for a lot of families that have, you know, backyard pools, three sides are protected by the fence. But that fourth side is your house. And what we're pushing more and more this year is trying to completely close off access to the water with a fence that completely surrounds the pool. It's a new concept, but we believe that drowning is such a terrible public health issue that we need to take some new steps to put safety in place, because, you know, a door alarm or a pool alarm is a good approach, but the best approach would be to have that fence completely surround the pool.
Scott, if the house is sort of like wall 4, what's the problem there?
We know that there are just these tragic situations where the toddlers are wandering out the back door. All it takes is just a few seconds. Drowning isn't like you see in the movies. It's not, you know, loud and they're screaming. It's fast and it's silent. So it is important to have a door alarm. It's important to have a pool alarm. But we see these moments where, you know, the parent kind of loses sight and attention of where that child is, and all of a sudden they're in the water, and seconds count when it comes to preventing drowning.
Scott Wolfson is with the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. Scott, I would think, too, that a lot of communities would have local ordinances or resolutions dictating some of these things. Am I right?
Yes, for many communities, they do have fencing requirements, which is really great against that concept of layers of protection. But drowning is such a serious issue that you really need that layers of protection plus constant supervision. Eyes on that child when that child is in or around the water, because like I said, you know, if that child goes under, it's just a matter of seconds before they really can be in a serious situation, which is why we also advocate a water watcher concept. One adult designated to wear a water watcher card so they take on that responsibility to not be texting or chatting on the phone, but keeping their eyes, kind of scanning the water to make sure all the kids are safer in the water. Because swimming is such a great activity. We're not saying keep the kids out of the water. We want them to be swimming, having fun, but with adult supervision.
Talking about adults, it might be a good idea, too, I would think, to have at least one adult in the home trained in CPR.
No doubt. We're doing a big press conference today, and you know, there's somebody who we work with that has CPR parties for moms, a great way to teach the proper concepts of doing CPR, because every second counts if there needs to be a rescue in terms of saving that child from brain damage. If they go under and are in a submersion situation, when that child comes out, CPR needs to be applied right away. You need to know how to do CPR the right way.
Scott Wolfson is our guest today from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. I also understand, Scott, that there is a new grant program out there to help communities. What's that about?
Exactly, and we've even been making some calls in Ohio to try to encourage people to be aware of this. Through a federal law, CPSC, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, has $1 million that we want to share with state and local governments that are working in communities to enforce pool codes, working to have safer drain covers in both public and residential pools. We want both of those types of pools protected, and we want to award some money. So we're really encouraging any public official who is listening today and knows that they have the right pool safety codes in their community, come to poolsafely.gov. That's not pool safety, poolsafely.gov. Learn about the grant program. But for those parents that are also listening today, visit poolsafely.gov. It's just a great website, and we want everyone to take our Pool Safely Pledge this year, which is all about keeping kids safer in and around the water.
Great information, great tips this morning. Scott Wolfson, we thank you for your work and your information today, and hopefully we'll have a great summer here in Northern Ohio.
Absolutely. Thanks, Craig.